around the waist. Luck is in the pocket and hit, and down he goes. Tate Irving with the sack.
Welcome back to Fox on Fox, joined now by Nate Irving, starting Broncos linebacker. Nate, the bye week is coming past, an early bye week. Rejuvenated, refreshed, re-energized. You feel good about where this team's at right now?
Yeah, you know, we got a chance to get everybody healthy and back on the field. You know, and Danny in particular, you know, that's going to help out our defense. And we're looking to see where we can go from there.
That's my next question. The big storyline, Danny Trevathan. You get your linebacker buddy back on the football field. What does that do for this team?
It gave us a boost in the morale section because, you know, we're happy to see him back out there. You know, he missed, you know, three games, and to see him miss those games and wish he could have been out there, it was tough. But, you know, to actually see him back out there with us, you know, having his playmaking ability and his leadership out there, you know, it's pretty good for us.
Raheem Moore just used the word swag as to kind of describe what Danny brings to the football field. He brings a lot of different things to the football field.
Yeah, I'm not going to say swag because I don't use that word.
Raheem used it like seven times.
Nate, looking at this week's opponent, you got the Arizona Cardinals coming to town. 3-0 Arizona Cardinals. Now, it appears they're going to go with Drew Stanton, not Carson Palmer. Does that change how you guys prepare for this ballgame?
No, you know, they're going to put their best 11 guys out there, and we have to be ready for it, you know, because it's just not, you know, a one-man team. You know, they have receivers, they have a running game, and, you know, there's a reason why they're 3-0.
And certainly a big test with the Cardinals coming into town. All right, get to know Nate Irving time. You ready? Have some fun with this, although I want to start off with a serious question because I think it's one that a lot of fans maybe, you know, don't know about, or maybe they read and have kind of forgot about. But going back to 2009, you were involved in a very serious accident back in North Carolina, back in college. What kind of perspective builder has that been for you? How has that changed your life, if any?
Dramatically, you know. It taught me to appreciate the little things, you know, aside from football. Because after my accident, you know, I had to learn how to walk again. I couldn't wash myself, you know. And the pain that I seen, you know, that I was responsible for, you know, and my teammates, my coaches, and in my family, you know, that just made me put things in perspective.
Well, we're all thankful that you're here and right here talking to me today. Let's have a little fun now. Rapid fire time. You ready?
All right.
When you're not working on your football game, what are you working on?
My PS4 game.
I knew you were going to say that. You're a big gamer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then my next question was Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
PlayStation all the way. Favorite game right now?
Actually, it's Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Yeah, I love Pokemon.
In general or just the game?
In general.
Like bed sheets and everything, Pokemon, the bedroom? Or
I mean, you know, far? Not that far. You know, okay. I still got to be, you know, almost a 30-year-old man, so...
You were a tight end in high school. You caught 12 touchdown passes. Do you ever lobby Peyton and maybe Adam Gase to get you on the other side of the football at all?
Remember, but, you know, I do my best at reminding the coaches on defense, you know, that, you know, I got some hands and I can catch the ball, catch the rock a little bit.
And they tell you to use them on defense for interceptions, right? And how about life after football, career-wise? What would you like to do? Have you given it much thought?
Hopefully, you know, I'll be in full health and I'm able to spend some time with my family, but aside from that, you know, I want to do something where I can work with animals.
And I saw this on your resume as well. You had a minor in zoology in college, is that right, North Carolina State?
I love animals, man. I grew up loving animals, and I just wanted to learn about them. So
there you go. Maybe a future vet in the making.
Right? No, could be.
All right, thanks, Nate. And Coach Fox, reminder, we'll be back in just a few minutes. But for now, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by to show us how one of the Broncos' heaviest hitters stays fit off the field to make sure he packs a punch on it.
From yoga to acupuncture to special diets, athletes are always looking for ways to be faster and stronger than their opponents. And for Denver's big defensive tackle Terrence Knighton, that means putting on the gloves and hopping into the ring. And this is Broncos Country. Cammy Carmen shows us how Pot Roast makes sure he's packing a punch on Sundays.
These are the hardest 20 minutes of Terrence Knighton's game preparation every week.
It feels like almost an hour workout, really.
It's also the most productive.
You know, you can run all day. It might not make you faster or make you, you know, stronger, but when you're doing boxing, it gives you everything.
What most people don't see, every punch is calculated.
It's an art to boxing.
Just like his job on the defensive line, it's not about just smashing what's in front of you.
If you have any wasted movement or doing too much or doing too little, you know, a guy can knock you out. So it's almost like down the football field. You know, if you're not seeing what you're supposed to see and moving how you're supposed to move and being as precise as you're supposed to be, You know, a guy will knock you over or, you know, block you, and you'll think about that play all night.
Knighton started boxing in 2010 before he was even a Bronco and instantly saw it translate to the field.
And that year was probably my best year in Jacksonville. You know, had over 50 tackles and I think like 4 or 5 sacks that year. I could feel a difference, you know, with my hand speed and things like that.
When his strength coach, Luke Richeson, also made the move to the Denver Broncos, so did their weekly routine.
It's coming almost like a lifestyle, something I enjoy doing.
With every hit translating to game day.
When you grab a guy and you turn like this, it's almost like throwing the hook.
Pot Roast isn't the only fighter on the Denver Broncos roster.
During camp, actually, the D-line was in here every day. Yeah, when you're hitting the pads, you hear pat, pat, pat. You know, the next guy wants theirs to be pat, pat, pat.
One more time.
The biggest advantage, though, comes on game day.
I'm more tired doing this than I am in a game. So, you know, mentally in my head, I'm like, you know, I've been more tired. I've, you know, fought through it. So it becomes easy on Sundays.
There's no question Pot Roast can punch. Cammy Carmen.
Now I feel like can't nobody bother me now.
Fox 31 Denver.
Yeah, that's a guy I would never want to fight. Still ahead, we're back with head coach John Fox as he approaches 40 wins with the Broncos. He's had some big moments at Mile High. Hear which one he says was the most memorable. Plus, he's a 7-time Pro Bowler, but his biggest accomplishment may be off the field. How DeMarcus Ware paved the way to higher education for his family.